This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back here. We're on a fourth quarter. We've got Inigo Ardid. He oversees the day-to-day operations and development projects and acquisition of new properties for Key International. Inigo is one of the young Turks of development here, but he stands in front of a very large and established organization that you can depend on to deliver your units, which is perhaps what you're looking for most of all in today's heavy buyer deposit market. So, Inigo, welcome back for the second segment here. What do you see as new things heading down the road in the condo market, either for your firm or in the market sector?
So, for our firm, we were active buying real estate, you know, right after the downturn. So we were able to get very good deals on land and on buildings, and so we're able to offer great product at great price, and that's really what I think has made us successful till now, and we continue to do that, and we've been very fortunate to be able to be active in the last 3 or 4 years, which there were great opportunities. So we're finishing off now, and we have some. The last units remaining at our project 400 Sunny Isles, which in Sunny Isles, walking to the beach, and you have, the largest marina in that area, private marina in the community, you know, in the building. So you could own basically a boat slip and a condo. That's the only new building that I know of that has that quality.
Well, that's a very important thing with the lack of boat slips and the ability to have your slip right behind where you live. I know that when I first moved here, my roommate, we had a boat slip right behind the house. And by 9 o'clock, to be out on the water and doing your thing, whether you're single or not, I don't want to go there with what goes on in the boat on the bay. But, you know, that boat slip is a very important amenity. And is that included in the title when they buy the unit?
They can if they buy the boat slip, yes.
Oh, awesome.
And they can walk to the beach. So, I mean, it's great. You have the best of South Florida in that building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sunny Isles and what they've done there is really great. And it's all, you know, fully amenitized now. And so it's just a terrific place to live. What other trends do you see in the upscale condo market? What's around the corner? We've seen Gil Deezer building, the Porsche with the individual elevators. It seems like other people are latching on to different brands. You've been one of the highest quality producers of condo units here for many, many years. What's next on the agenda here?
So we are coming soon. We have a project in Brickell, on Brickell Avenue. We're going to offer a great value for people in a very luxurious building with a lot of amenities. I mean, we've gone there to. I don't want to go too into it, but we've got a club in it basically that has amenities like that have not been seen in that market before.
Well, it seems to me that there might be a different buyer for Brickell than there might be in Sunny Isles. So your club that you're describing, which I guess you're kind of dancing around because you maybe haven't really released all the information yet. So, hey, we're making news on Freed on Business. It's going to be sort of an urban thing that's going to be geared more towards the urban environment, the person to live, work, walk, don't ever leave here, 24-hour city, versus the more resort-oriented thing that you've got going on the beach.
That's exactly right. And, Brickell's is transformed itself in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, before it was a place that would shut down at night, and today it's one of the more happening places down here in Miami.
But you had a hand in doing that with all the stuff that you did on the river. Yeah. I know a lot of the young people that I come in God, I'm sounding like an old man. They love living in the Mint. They love living on the buildings that you do. They have that ground floor retail. I've been to some of the bars on the river. It's just awesome. And then they're close enough to walk into what they have now in Brickell, and then they're even closer to what's coming in Brickell.
That's exactly right. I mean, what we did in Mint and Ivy, we did a 13.5-acre gated community in the heart of the city. So you could walk to Brickell and you would have, I mean, you'd be in your own community. It'd almost be like, you know, you've got your backyard there, just for the community owners to or the unit owners to enjoy. And that's what we do in all our projects. We offer something very different: Sunny Isles, the marina, and the beach. And now what we're doing at our new Brickell project.
Well, Inigo, I want to thank you so much for coming, giving the counterweight and being the developer to talk about the deposit issue and what's going on in condos. I want to thank you so much for doing that.